This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, Alberto Gonzalez wants to prosecute journalists. And we'll tell you why that's a terrible idea on the way. Plus, student switches out his graduation speech. He was giving a commencement address at his high school graduation, and what he said wasn't too pleasing to the bureaucrats. We'll explain that. 800-259-9231. A congressperson has been busted as well. And your emails, your calls, whatever you want to talk about goes. 800-259-9231. So let's talk this Alberto Gonzalez thing. According to the New York Times, the government has the legal authority to prosecute journalists, according to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, for publishing so-called classified information.
Really? Where's classified information included in the Constitution?
I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is. That doesn't mean that it's not illegal, but please.
Well, your suggestion here, Mark, is that these guys, these government people, are essentially just making up the rules as they go along, and they made up this whole classified thing, and so now since they made up classified, now they're saying, well, if you give away this made up information,
even if it's classified, though, that's the thing. This isn't classified. This is harmful to your administration.
Oh,
that's not classified. Look, this isn't for the health of the nation. It's for the health of your administration. Your administration is doing bad things. That's what journalists are there for.
The purpose behind having a free press is so that they could report on bad government, so they could report on what it is that the government's doing behind the scenes to let the little people know how it is they're being screwed. Unfortunately, the free press isn't so free these days. It's pretty well controlled by our government. They're pretty docile. I mean, from time to time, people do step out of line. They do have articles questioning and news reports, news packages like John Stossel questioning the government, which is good. Thank goodness we still have some freedom of speech here. But if this guy gets his way, there might be a press crackdown coming soon. Here's what he has to say for himself. Quote, there are some statutes on the book which if you...
Before you get into that, I was thinking about what you were saying there. And, you know, what John Stossel does is great. He points out where, you know, sort of the idea and specifically where the government is wasteful and that kind of thing.
Right.
But what's happening, the reason that Alberto Gonzalez is upset is because of the NSA story that's gotten out,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
he's upset with
CIA leak or
the
whatever.
CIA leak and the, you know, the Bush administration. They're finding out too much about what's going on in the Bush administration,
right.
the leaks and that kind of thing. He's upset about administration-type stuff, and they're tapping these guys' lines. They're tapping journalists' lines and listening to them to see if they're being quote-unquote treasonous.
You're not making that up. That was ABC News reporting.
That's right.
They actually had a federal agent tell them straight out, look, we're listening to you.
Yeah.
We're gonna out your sources.
Not every story that's bad and heinous that the government does makes it on the air on Free Talk Live, as much
right.
as I would like that to happen.
We don't have enough time.
We don't have a nine-hour show.
We're not a news show.
And we're sort of an issue show. But so John Stossel really doesn't show up on Alberto Gonzalez's radar.
I see.
We need journalists that are in there hitting these guys where they're getting hit.
Asking
right
the hard
now.
Questions.
They really should be.
Protecting their sources.
Right. Protecting their sources. We need to be. We need leaks inside of our government, and we need those leaks to be protected.
Well, government is supposed to be
whether it's
transparent.
Democrats or Republicans.
I agree. Government's supposed to be transparent by for the people.
Right.
By and for the people. And so, therefore, we, the people who formed the government, allegedly, should have the ability to know what's going on. We shouldn't have to file a Freedom of Information Act form and cross our fingers and hope that 6 months later the federal government agency is going to get back to us with the information we're looking for.
You know, this whole clandestine thing is sort of, brought to our government via... You know, the monarchies. The monarchies, you know, they would pay for information from other, the gentlemen of the court, you know, people of other countries. They would pay for these things. You know, this is how spies got around, came into being, that kind of thing. So that's sort of worked its way into our government. This is not a legitimate spying and this whole intelligence community thing is not a legitimate thing inside of a free country.
which is a perfect response to the person that would come back and say, well, wait, you can't say, you can't have a transparent government. What about the terrorists?
Right. Well, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I understand where that person would be coming from. The terrorists really are, really created by our foreign policy. Now, I'll grant
you, unintended consequence.
They are
of violence
and we're making more. Every time you kill somebody's mom over in Iraq, you're creating a potential terrorist.
Right.
You kill my mom, I'm going to want to get get-backs. And I really,
right.
If you're flying an American flag on the side of the plane that killed my mom, yeah, maybe I'm going to be wanting to kill a few Americans. Maybe I'm willing to sacrifice my life to fly into a building.
Because you love your mom.
Right. I don't, you know, these are the kind of things that create terrorists. So, yes, being over there meddling in their countries, we supported King Fahd in Saudi Arabia for God knows how long.
Are we un-American by suggesting we should get rid of the CIA?
No. The people that support the CIA are un-American. The people that work for the CIA are un-American.
All right.
I don't care if they fly the flag. You can drape yourself in the flag if you want to.
Well,
it's a piece of fabric, and it's not going to complain.
In which case, Alberto Gonzalez is the attorney general, meaning he's essentially the top cop, so-called, in America. So he's in charge, he's involved with these agencies. He says, here's what he has to say for himself, quote, there are some statutes on the book which, if you read the language carefully, would seem to indicate that it is a possibility, that is, to go after journalists.
Mm-hmm.
That's a policy judgment by the Congress in passing that kind of legislation. We have an obligation to enforce those laws. We have an obligation to ensure that our national security is protected. Asked whether he was open to the possibility that the New York Times should be prosecuted for its disclosures back in September or December concerning the NSA surveillance program, Mr. Gonzalez said his department was trying to determine, quote, the appropriate course of action in that particular case. I'm not going to talk about it specifically, he said. We have an obligation to enforce the law and to prosecute those who engage in criminal activity. He just goes back to just repeating this mantra. This I want to stress
a nation of laws here,
right.
And we're gonna have to follow the law. Well, sometimes the law sucks.
Yes, but they don't interpret the law.
Well, that's the thing, is they absolutely do interpret the law.
Well, they don't make a decision as to whether or not they think it sucks. They just go ahead and enforce them all, pretty much.
No, they don't.
No?
I'm sorry. They don't go ahead and enforce all the laws. They enforce the ones that are convenient for them to enforce.
True. Politically convenient.
It's true.
So he goes on here. Though he did not name the statutes that might allow these prosecutions, Gonzalez was apparently referring to espionage laws that in some circumstances forbid the possession and publication of information concerning national defense, government codes, and so-called communication intelligence activities.
Now, why did they find these investigations? Why did they find these espionage laws? Well, because they thoroughly, they're like, whoa, I hate these reporters and what they're doing. Find me every law on espionage, treason,
right.
You know, and anything that has to do with spying.
Let's dig something up.
And I'm going to start reading these babies, and you can better believe by the end of this week, those guys are getting a charge.
Those laws are the basis of a pending case against two lobbyists, but they've never been used to prosecute journalists. Some legal scholars say that even if the plain language of the laws could be read to reach journalists, the laws were never intended to apply to the press. In any event, these scholars say prosecuting reporters under the laws might violate the First Amendment.
Duh.
Freedom of
the
press?
Huh? Really going out on a limb there, saying a might violate it. Mr. Gonzalez said the administration promoted and respected the right of the press that's protected under the First Amendment. Quote, but it can't be the case that that right trumps over the right that Americans would like to see, the ability of the federal government to go after criminal activity. Whoa.
Buddy, your definition of a criminal and my definition of a criminal are a little different.
I'm going to repeat that quote again because there's a lot of just garbage inside it. And we'll talk about how it is that this man is preparing to destroy the First Amendment in the United States. 800-259-9231. Freedom of speech? He doesn't like it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark,
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, you will find the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So if you're concerned with your First Amendment freedoms being stripped away by the federal government, or any of your freedoms being stripped away by the federal government or your local or state governments, you really should look into the Free State Project and freestateproject.org. We're talking about Alberto Gonzalez. He is the Attorney General. And he has come out and started making comments about how he thinks, according to his interpretation of the law, that it would be okay to start prosecuting journalists for revealing so-called classified information.
Right, because they're spies.
Right, and apparently, couldn't they just classify pretty much whatever they wanted to?
Well, they can. They can just make that up. And if journalists are spies, who are they reporting to? Because spies have to report
masters.
To people. They're masters, which would be the American people.
Right.
Because that's what the whole idea is that a free press reports to the American people. So
we're all rebels.
If we're on different sides, the American people are on a different side than the federal government, and the press is reporting to the American people. Who's the bad guys here?
Oh, it seems clear to me. Well, let me read this quote from him one or two more times because it's interesting. Gonzalez said that the administration promoted and respected the right of the press that's protected under the First Amendment. We're promoting your freedoms. We're helping you out. But, this is his quote, but it can't be the case that that right, he's referring to free speech, free press, it can't be the case that that right trumps over the right that Americans would like to see, the ability of the federal government to go after criminal activity, and so those two principles have to be accommodated. What did he just say there? Let's break it down. But, which, whenever you say but, after you've just made a declarative statement, if you just made a declarative statement and said but,
you're making it null and void.
You've nullified anything you said before you said but. So, okay, yeah, we've helped you out with that First Amendment. We're protecting the First Amendment, but it can't be the case that that right, your freedom of press, it can't be the case that the freedom of the press trumps over the right that Americans would like to see. So he's not talking about any sort of right that actually exists, any sort of right that has been, enshrined in a constitution or in a bill of rights or anything like that, any right that's been identified throughout time. No, he's talking about a right that, in his mind, Americans would like to see, which is, according to him, the ability of the federal government to go after criminal activity. So he's saying,
Government has a right, which
right.
It couldn't because it's not real.
He's not saying the federal government has that right. He's saying it's the right that Americans would like to see.
He thinks
Americans would like to see the government have the right to go after criminal activity.
Not only that, but he'd like to see the right of the government to go after criminal activity stomp all over the freedoms of speech and free press.
He calls it accommodation, not stomping.
No, well,
see, he's accommodating.
I heard stomping.
Right. We're going to cut back on that whole freedom of the press thing to accommodate the right of the government to prosecute criminals. Now, what is the federal government doing prosecuting criminals in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's really not the role of the federal government. States traditionally have been the ones to prosecute crimes and that kind of thing.
Right.
They've grown, the federal government in the 20th century grew more and more into that role with the creation of the FBI and chasing down kidnappers, and of course prohibition went a long way in the creation of the FBI. More and more with the RICO Act, that kind of thing. There's a debatable role for criminal prosecution for the federal government.
I don't think there should be. I think that if anything, if the federal government wants to prosecute somebody, it should be their own people. That's as far as their reach should go. They should be able to prosecute federal government employees and bureaucrats. In fact, I am absolutely for the abolishment of the Fourth Amendment for federal employees, for the guys that are elected to office. I don't think they deserve squat for privacy. None of it. I think we all absolutely should have the right to privacy. We shouldn't have our lives overturned because the federal government gets a hair up its butt and decides it wants to come in and search your house in the middle of the night or when you're not home during the day for work. But yet when the feds have a search run on them, they get all up in arms. Because there's a story here that I'll tell you about here in a moment from Hammer of Truth about a guy, I think it was a senator or representative, he's been busted with $100,000 in his freezer. We'll give you the details there.
But what you were saying earlier is that political type of fellas, they don't deserve privacy.
Should have none.
That was actually the basis of my senior year term paper in high school. Because I argued that those jerks don't deserve privacy. Look at all the bad they do. Look at how much they screw over the American people while we're the ones who are bent over the barrel.
Exactly right. Just a final quote from Gonzalez here from the New York Times article. Mr. Gonzalez sidestepped a question concerning whether the administration had been reviewing reporters' telephone records in an effort to identify their confidential sources, which is, again, what ABC News was reporting earlier last week. Quote, to the extent that we engage in electronic surveillance or surveillance of content, as the president says, we don't engage in domestic-to-domestic surveillance without a court order. And obviously, if in fact there's a basis under the Constitution to go to a federal judge and satisfy the standards of probable cause, then we get a court order that will be pursued.
Can you imagine
the
federal judge that has the that would give them a court order for a wiretap? I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying, yes, we're listening to all kinds of journalists. We just have a federal judge in our pocket, and we can do whatever we want. It's all it takes. Federal judge to say it's okay. And you don't think these guys get their posts just willy-nilly, do you?
Right.
I mean, they call them a Bush appointees for a reason, right?
they're appointed because they'll sign anything you put in front of them, essentially. All right, so here's a story from Hammer of Truth, Stephen Van Dyke. Representative William Jefferson, a Democrat from Louisiana, has been caught taking $100,000 in cash in an unfolding bribery scandal. Apparently, he was caught on videotape accepting $100,000 in $100 bills from an FBI informant whose conversations with the lawmaker also were recorded, according to a court document released on Sunday. Agents later found the cash hidden in his office freezer. As Jefferson and the informant passed notes about what percentage the lawmaker's family might receive, the congressman began laughing and said, all these damn notes we're writing to each other as if we're talking, as if the FBI is watching. The best part, according to Hammer of Truth, is that House Speaker Dennis Hastert is ticked that the FBI raid on Jefferson's office oversteps constitutional limitations on executive powers, saying, quote, nothing I've learned in the last 48 hours leads me to believe that there was any necessity to change the precedent established over those 219 years, says the Illinois Republican. Senate Majority Leader says he was, quote, very concerned about the incident and that the Senate and House counsels will review it. So, whoa, when the feds actually investigate one of their own, then they start throwing up the red flags. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to protect our privacy.
Yep.
800-259-9231, but strip searches are okay for us. Because we're just the little people. This is your show, your comments. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
We invite you to join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, totally free. freetalklive.com. Still to come here, the graduating high school student who changed up his speech. He was giving the commencement address and the graduation address at his high school graduation, and he didn't do what the bureaucrats were hoping he would.
Or what he told them that he would do.
Right, they're angry about it. That plus the CIA...
What do you suppose they could possibly do to this kid?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But which is why it's so great. Anyway, we'll get into that. Plus, CIA lawsuit has been thrown out. That could possibly have made some decisions in regards to torture. We'll tell you what that means coming up here. But we're going to the email box first. Mark, what do we have here?
Well, we have another email from Jipperly. And, you know, I like his. So he gets read a lot. This one's about Jack Thompson. Pity he left so soon, referencing the fact that Jack...
He hung up on us.
Hung up on us.
Yep.
I'd have liked
he lost.
What's that?
That means he lost.
Well, okay. He forfeited.
That's right.
I'd have liked to see if anyone would finally have the cojones to confront him for what's known as the a modest video game proposal, where Jackie Boy called for the industry to make the game he wants, and he would pay $10,000 to a charity of their choosing if anyone makes it.
I remember that.
Right, and we talked about it on the air, and he sums it up really nicely. Basically, it was about a 14-year-old boy who, after playing a game that allows you to beat someone to death with a baseball bat, actually goes out and does it. After sent to court for only a life sentence, so the 14-year-old gets weapons, especially baseball bats, and goes on a rampage. How this affects their prison time isn't exactly explained, and attacks the makers of the murder simulator on which his son's killer trained, along with her husband and kids. Now, I don't really understand what the premise of this game is, but the idea was that he wanted a game built that...
was built to Jack Thompson's specifications,
right. And, you know, it was sort of a...
as I understood it, it was supposed to be a game where the dad goes around and kills people.
Is that what it... That makes more sense than anything else. I think the son got the prison time and the dad... Or the, you know, son died and then some guy got prison time. I don't know.
Whatever.
Along with her husband and kids, let's see, the dad, I assume, urinates on these severed brain stems and kills lawyers who defended the game company. The game company is called Take This, which is, of course, a play on Take Two.
Right.
He then destroyed some video game arcades and attacks the E3 show out in California, killing all the video game industry execs along the way.
Right.
The kid trains by stealing from Best Buy, Circuit City, Target, and Walmart stores, attacks the workers, claiming that they should have checked for IDs. Yeah, this came from the pen of Jack Thompson.
Correct.
So what else do you think that would happen when this spread into the internet? A mod company called Fighting Hellfish modded San Andreas, which is the Vice City.
Vice City, San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto.
The whole Grand Theft Auto thing. Now, I've never played any of these, so I don't...
Really?
They're fun.
They are fun.
To do exactly what Mr. Thompson asked for. They called it defamation of character, a Jack Thompson murder simulator, which followed Jack's request, but edited it to include Jack himself doing these acts, as well as having him assassinate the president of Entertainment Software Association and Janet Reno, whom he had arguments with in the past, including accusing her of being a lesbian, to which she responded, "I'm only interested in virile men. That's why I'm not attracted to you." Now, I'm not sure if Janet Reno said this in real life or if she said it on the video game, but it's very damn clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to think that Janet Reno, for even a moment,
is heterosexual is also really funny.
Or a woman.
To think that Jennifer Reno is anything but a genetically modified Big Bird.
Right.
It's just hilarious. Right. Okay. Despite not asking for the money anyways, Jack Thompson refused to give the money to charity, saying everything that he said was satire. Again, another company made a game called I'm Okay, a murder simulator, which didn't edit anything Thompson asked for. Rather than being a mod, this was a full-fledged video game.
Wow.
But still, yet again, Mr. Thompson decided that it didn't follow the necessary requirements and refused
of
to pony up. Well, $10,000 isn't that much money to donate for a lawyer that's successful, and I can tell you Jack is,
oh, yeah,
to donate to a charity. I mean, if he donated it, then he'd get the write-off anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know,
he's
if he
just a jerk.
If he donated in somebody else's name, he wouldn't get the write-off, but he would get a lot of mileage,
yeah,
out of this. Jack said the game industry would never dare make his elusive game that cannot be properly brought into the medium, despite copying everywhere. He said the requirements were for fear of turning players into their own killers. Of course, this is ignoring Postal, which was released over 2 years before Jack Thompson said this,
that's
in which,
right,
the game allows the player to kill everyone involved in making the game, decapitate them, and urinate on their body.
Oh, now, that, awesome.
Yeah. As opposed to Grand Theft Auto, which has a real storyline and,
right,
plot and whatnot, Postal is just out-and-out murder. It was a game created just
plot,
so you could kill people.
But the plot is to kill people like Gary Coleman and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So what did the evil gaming community do when Mr. Thompson refused to donate the money to a charity when he said he would?
I know.
Yes.
They raised the funds themselves and
yeah, they donated it themselves. The creators of the popular web comic Penny Arcade donated the promised $10,000 to charity on Jack Thompson's behalf to a charity of Fighting Hellfish's choosing. They donated to the ESA. Jackie Boy, in his ultimate sign of both freedom and compassion, demanded the stories be taken down or else. He didn't even want people to know that these people had donated the money that he didn't donate,
right,
himself.
Now, I'm surprised we haven't gotten threatened with a lawsuit yet,
yeah,
by this guy.
Well, they weren't taken down, and they're still there. And if you want to read them, they're at Penny Arcade. I'm going to post this email on the...
Luckily, Jack Thompson is just a lawyer and not yet a dictator, although he seems to be the kind of guy who would love to run for office someday.
You know,
building that name for himself.
You know what I would like to see is an MMORPG. That's a massively
multiplayer online role-playing game.
That's, yes, right, in which everybody goes about their business and, kills things, of course, because...
That's what you do in those games.
What would be the point of playing a video game if you didn't kill things?
Exactly. And you crusade against these Jack Thompson-type fellas, and there would actually be a player who would play as Jack Thompson.
Mm.
And the point of the game would be to kill Jack Thompson.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I'm not interested.
Doesn't sound like it's something I'd pay a subscription fee for.
I wouldn't either, but I'd play it.
I like the Star Wars Battlefront. I can play that thing just over and over again. To strike back, Jack forwarded to the Penny Arcade crew a letter that he had sent to the Seattle PD, claiming harassment by these people because of their I Hate Jack Thompson t-shirts, which are still available for sale, and the harassment on the BBS. Later, it was reported that the Seattle PD never actually received the letter on GameSpot. Jack then decided to send it after all and stated that the moral midgets had chosen the wrong target. Jack then contacted John McKay, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, in hopes of getting the FBI involved. Gee, they sure do love Big Brother telling them how to live their lives, despite what he tells other people. So, claiming extortion and their internet site and various other means to encourage and solicit criminal harassment, which then PA simply reminded them that they had donated the money and asked for nothing in return. They had, in fact, donated the money. That's so the
I'm lost. What?
I'm sorry. The public, the PA, which is the public attorney there in Washington, just told Thompson, hey, you know, these companies, all they did was donate the money that you said you were going to donate. Told him to go jump in a lake.
I see. So he was trying to sue them for promoting this.
He was trying to send the law after them.
He was essentially not believing that they actually did donate the money, and they did.
No, he was saying that they were harassing him. They're bothering me.
I see.
they're helping other people bother me.
800-259-9231. Well, he does have a public phone number and a public email address. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Over 1,300 of our listeners have added themselves to it. You can get on it as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Jack Thompson, and Gipperly had sent us an email sort of, I guess, running down the history of Jack and the recent history, because as we found out last night, he goes all the way back to the late 1980s. When he was attacking Two Live Crew, and then in the 1990s, going after Howard Stern. I mean, this guy has been trying to crush freedom of speech, and in many cases successfully crushing freedom of speech throughout America. And so just a nice little summary there of how he's just a two-faced, bald-faced liar. And he's a lowlife, in my opinion. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he's just trying to make a name for himself. At other people's expenses.
Well, like a lawyer does.
Probably making himself wealthy. He's been successful. Oh, yeah. Let's say that. He's been very successful. I don't know where the money comes from. I don't know enough about his business and you know how it works, suing hardworking artists for their the stuff they put out and manage to get a whole bunch of people to pay money for. I don't know how that works, but I know that lawyers can make good money, and he's been a very successful one, so I imagine he's made rather, you know, quite a bit of money.
Certainly he didn't sue the artists themselves so much as the record companies, because they are the ones with the money. They're the ones with the deep pockets, and inevitably he gets a huge percentage of whatever the take is, so I'm sure he's sitting quite pretty. And as I pointed out before, it seems like he is really, he's doing a great job. One thing for sure, credit where credit's due, he's doing a great job of making a name for himself. By getting out there and, you know, acting as though he's the savior of America.
Well, he's still doing a reasonably good job of crushing the First Amendment, too.
Right. Yep. And I think he's probably going to run for office. You know, we didn't have a chance to ask him that question. That would have been one of the questions I would have liked to have asked him last night, because he seems like a perfect kind of scumbag that would like to run for public office. I mean, most of our public officials are lawyers by trade, so it tends to be the
yep.
area where they come from.
Oh, he could run in Florida. He would be in so fast.
Yep. I agree with you.
Doesn't he live in Alabama or something?
Ooh. No, he lives in Florida. He lives in Fort Lauderdale, Miami area.
That's right.
That's the reason he got into it with Reno, because she's originally from that area, too.
Right.
She made her name, you know, going after preschools and accusing them of sexual molestation, when in fact there was no evidence at all. And it turned out, they just, psychologists just... you know, made this all up with these kids.
But boy, is she a character.
So,
fun gal. Been killed everybody at Waco. Just leveled the whole place.
This guy came on the air with us last night to talk about how, he only wants to restrict certain games as long as there's a court approval, and then that game can be restricted. However, as I mentioned, that is just going to go out of control. I mean, even if the law starts at that point, it's going to get more inclusive, more oppressive than it ever has, and then before you know it, there's going to be a government agency approving video games. But that's not going to do anything to keep violent games out of the hands of kids. No amount of rules. We didn't get a chance to talk about this with him. Prohibition. I mean, essentially, he's calling for a prohibition on children being able to access violent video games, or inappropriate games, in his opinion. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many rules you pass, how many restrictive laws that you, you know, penalties. He was talking about $1,000 per sale, fine, possible jail time. It doesn't matter how much you pass. These kids are going to find ways around it. They're going to have their older brother buy the games. They're going to have a total stranger buy the games. They're going to get them through the underground. They're going to pirate them. Someone is going to buy the game, put it online, and then they'll just all go download it. They won't have to buy it anymore at all. It's not going to stop them from getting... In fact, even if they banned violent video games, the games would still be programmed. They would just be released via the underground instead of the regular marketplace.
Or you would have them released in regular video game format with these mods available online that people could change them.
Right.
Just like they had the that hot coffee section of, was it Vice City or San Andreas, where they could you could be simulating sex or something like that.
So
I'm not exactly sure.
He either really believes that he can affect change, which of course is impossible, or he's just trying to make money and he knows that nothing will really
he will
change.
Drive up the price of violent video games.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Now we talked last hour about how bloated our prisons already are, and he would like to make criminals
gamers in there.
He would like to make criminals out of video gamers.
It's pretty sick.
Well, that's how it has to come to. I'm sure he'd say, oh, I don't want to see anybody go to prison over this stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
But he wouldn't. I don't know. But the thing is when you make laws, you have to have penalties.
Yep.
Otherwise, if I violate your law, what's to stop me from violating your law?
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Hello, sir.
Hey, listen to all that. You're almost going to sidetrack me into this guy that doesn't know how to stay on the phone. Maybe he wants to be the king of the free speech zone. You put him in charge of the pepper spray and the batons and all that, because that's where it's going to go to. But that's not what I called for.
So what's on your mind?
I called for just a small piece of good news in the fight against the real ID in New Hampshire.
You tell.
All right.
You guys have heard, and when I call, I'm thinking that I'm talking to you guys. I should try to back up a little bit and realize I'm talking to a larger audience.
That's correct.
Here in New Hampshire, we've got the battle against the national ID like everywhere else in the country. Here in New Hampshire, the House overwhelmingly supported the freedom side of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate kind of pulled the rug out from under us, and we've got this weird system, which I wasn't even, you know, I'm kind of vaguely aware of it. There's this executive council that meets with the governor.
That's right.
Didn't know what that was all about. So, you know, when people start to play these tricks, you have to look at it and say, well, you know, well, what game are they playing?
So essentially the executive council, and I want you to give us the update here in a moment, John. Hang on. 800-259-9231 is the number. The executive council is sort of like... an approval board, like right beneath the governor. So if a spending item comes in that's above $5,000, the executive council has to approve it. There's five members, so it has to get three out of the five to say yes. So this real ID thing is going to come in front of them. We'll find out what John has to say about it coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Wednesday edition of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Even in the remaining days of the month, go to vote.freetalklive.com to help us stick up in the top 10 podcasts in the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 4 or 5. Has not been the greatest month we've had. We've been as high as number 1 and 2, so we can get
this
back
month
up there. Well, for a period of time this month, yes. We can get back up there, but we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, returning to John in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Now, John, you were telling us about the Executive Council, which is a group of five people there in New Hampshire. They essentially advise the governor, and they also control spending. So, for instance, if the state is going to be spending more than $5,000 on something, then they have to approve it. Now, you said there was some sort of development there with Real ID or possibly with the state rejecting Real ID. What's going on?
Well, the interesting thing that I got today, but let me touch on the larger point for the larger audience about the culture in New Hampshire. When we call our state reps, these are guys, you know, it's one of the largest legislative bodies in the English-speaking world. We call these guys at home. When we talk to our senators, turns out we talk to them at home. There's only 24 of those in the state.
Right.
Now when you get into the executive council, I'm thinking, you know, now you're talking to the big boys. You're going to get some bureaucrat. You're going to get this or that.
Right.
So they have things listed like home/office. Out of the five that I called, it's very clearly home phones that I'm reaching. In fact, a little kid answers the phone. These people are happy to talk to us. I don't normally talk to people even outside my district, somebody that doesn't represent me. I wouldn't normally call them and apologize for that. I said, you know, I'm not in your district or you're not my representative, but this is very important, and I heard that you people don't mind it. And they say, not at all. We're happy to hear it. The good news is, so that's the cultural thing. New Hampshire is just unbelievable. These people want to have the input. The good news is, one out of the five, I've heard some people leaning in this direction. Talked to somebody today. He said, you can count on me. He's voting against the Rail ID.
Super.
That's only one out of five.
Well, hey, that's...
But this is a personal conversation at the man's home, you know, 15 minutes after he got in, you know, at 6:45 at night.
Right. I actually happened to have made these calls today myself. There was a post on nhfree.com from Dennis, one of our listeners, posting the contact information for these individuals. Since I'm a homeowner up in New Hampshire and I'll be moving up there at the end of the year, I called them and said, you know, hey, I'm Ian, the host of Free Talk Live, and we're excited about moving up there this fall. And you know, I just wanted to ask you to refuse the $3 million federal bribe, which essentially the federal government is sending each state $3 million, or in the case of maybe it's more for some states, but they're sending out $3 million to New Hampshire to try to get them on board with this whole Real ID plan.
And so we don't need it.
Exactly. Essentially, I said, please reject this. And you're absolutely right, John. One of the phone lines was answered by what sounded like a wife. You know, she took my message. She was very nice. The other guy I called, three of them were answering machines. I left a message. The other guy, I had a nice 10-minute long conversation with, just about...
Wow. Can you imagine that any other state in this country?
Right, yeah. Try calling the lieutenant governor in New York State.
We're getting to the top levels of state government, and these people are answering their phones and calling people back.
They're friendly, they're approachable.
Well, try it in Wyoming, you'll still find bureaucracy.
And they're listening. Now, I don't want to fall in love with these guys or anything, but...
Sure,
damn,
but you can influence these people. That's the point, John.
They want to hear from us.
Yes, we appreciate it. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, a German citizen was allegedly tortured by the CIA, and our courts don't care.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.